After a month of political wrangling, mass vaccination of children is finally underway in Brazil. Leonardo Oliveira told us he's relieved his 5-year-old asthmatic son has just been inoculated against COVID-19.
The vaccination campaign could have started before. The delay in Brazil was a result of the government's denial of the pandemic and the lack of leadership.
Health officials expect that most of the 20 million children between the ages of 5 and 11 will show up to get their shots, despite President Jair Bolsonaro's repeated attempts to discredit the vaccine's efficacy and safety. He has announced that his 11-year-old daughter will not be inoculated.
Are you going to vaccinate your child against something which someone young can catch and have an almost zero chance of dying?
Some 300 children have died in Brazil since the pandemic began. Brazil's health regulatory agency, Anvisa, approved the vaccine for children in December, but the president publicly questioned the decision, suggesting there was something shady about it.
What's behind this? What are the interests behind it? What are the interests of vaccine maniacs?
His remarks were contested by Anvisa's president, Antonio Barra Torres, who, like many of Bolsonaro's advisors, is also a military officer. He asked the president to show proof of wrongdoing or to apologize for making unfounded accusations. Political analysts say Bolsonaro is trying to maintain the support of his hardcore followers, as polls show he will probably lose his bid for re-election in October.
He has lost military support on that situation, and there were other developments that show that he has no support from the military on his position about the vaccination. Why? Because the military themselves have said that have determined that no soldier or officer should go to work without proof of vaccination.
Meanwhile, the delay in vaccinating Brazilians, both adults and children, has had serious effects.
We lost time and could have avoided many hospitalizations and deaths. Luckily, Brazil is a country where people trust vaccines and show up when there's a national inoculation campaign.
Roberta Schiaffino says her family never had any doubts. Her 14-year-old son has already had 2 shots and her 8-year-old daughter will be vaccinated next week.
Politics in Brazil is very polarized, and the vaccine ended up being a part of this political war where people are more interested in proving who's right and who's wrong, instead of treating this as what it is, a public health issue and a right to life.
A recent poll says 8 out of 10 Brazilians are in favor of the COVID-19 vaccine, despite their political preferences and fake news. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera.